Hi everyone, welcome back to Code Buddies. I'm still Usman Sheikh and he is
Saad Mahmood.
So Saad, we have just gone through the prerequisites of Python, learning Python. We have just seen its original, its site, what IDE, we discussed what IDE we are using, its version, all the nitty-gritties of Python. So without any delay, we should start with Visual Studio, I guess.
I believe, yes. So what we are going to do is that we are going to use Visual Studio for developing Python. And as told you before, that we have just visited the website from where we can download the Python tools. And we are using the community edition of Visual Studio that is free of cost for the students, for educators, and for the developer, for the sole developer, I would say. And that's really amazing, I would say. So Python is really amazing language for the people who are just new to the programming, and we are here to teach people who are really afraid of learning programming. And so now it's time to start, I would say. Should we?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it. So now what I'm going to do is that here is a quick launch text box, I would say, or search box, you can call it. So what I'm going to do is that I'm simply going to write Python here, P-Y-T-H-O and Python. And it's not the Python, the snake Python you're talking about. That's really
okay. So you don't have to get afraid of...
Okay, exactly. So Python doesn't mean a word or something to get afraid of. You're going to love it. You love it. What actually happened is that I have two options here. Number one is the Python 3.4 interactive, and the second is the Python environments. So whenever you want to get some option menus or anything, a window related to Python, you just need to type here Python and you'd get the details here. So for now, what I'm going to do is that I would just simply just click here on Python 3.4 interactive, as we're using 3.4 version of Python in this course. So I would simply click here, and there you go. So this is the interactive IDE, I would say. Not actually IDE, this is kind of, I would say...
Can we call it command line?
Yeah, sort of. So I wasn't going in that technical details, but we can call it command line. Okay. So this is where you type different commands of Python. For example, Python is a kind of language that is interpreted. And it is really different from the other programming languages, just like C, just like C++, just like C# or Java. They're the compiled language, so the better thing and the good thing is this, is that you need not to just compile every time the code you write.
You meant like we just have
every
to...
Every time you just write the code...
Code and like enter and it will execute.
Exactly. So it is interpreted line by line.
Okay.
So for example, if I can also use Python as a calculator.
Wow.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Wow. That's really simple.
Mm-hmm. And what I'm going to do is that I'm just going to just say 2 plus 2, just for fun. And it says 4. Wow.
Hey, stop. You haven't written any semicolon at the end. So is this okay? Is this legal?
I would come to that later, I would say.
Okay.
But for now, let's enjoy Python as a calculator.
Okay.
So, as a calculator, what I would simply would love to do is that I would love to add some fraction values.
Okay.
2.2 plus 2.2, what's that? Not 22, 2.2, there you go. And 4.4. So, this is
the
power of a calculator that you use in Python. So, what I would simply do is that 4 into 4 is 16, 2 into 2 is 16, 2 by 2 is 1.0. That's in fraction.
Okay.
Makes sense. And 2, 4. And I would say 3, 26.
Okay. What's
that's
that?
That's basically exponential function, I would say. So 3 raised to power 3.
Okay. That's weird.
Okay. So that's, for example, 2 raised to power.
So when we have to take exponential value, we just wrote double static.
Exactly. So that's how the Python works, and as a basic calculator. What we're going to do is that we are just going to write a simple command. A command is a kind of set of instruction that you is a simple instruction that you give to a computer, or a calculator, or if I just go to the basic life scenario, I would say, for example, if I'm just going to drive a simple car, and that automatic car, not talking about the three-pedal car that having clutches with that. So what I actually do is that I press race to just move it. I press brake to just stop it. So pressing race is a command that you give to the car, and car respond to that, and
So
then try
more like
to.
following a set of instructions.
Exactly. So now what I'm going to do is that I'm going to ask my computer using the power of Python in Visual Studio that please print something. And
Okay.
to print something, I would use the command of.
Print.
Okay, that's great. You're a good student.
Thank you.
Okay, so I would simply type print, and now here is an amazing thing. For the people who are really new, or for the people who have spent some time with Python, or the people who are even expert of Python, they always need documentation. Everything is documented, I would say. For example, if you buy a new toaster,
You just read the manual and
exactly.
you know how to perform with it. I
Exactly,
guess
yep.
it's giving us a brief introduction about what the print would do.
Exactly. So it tells us the parameter, what actually it does is, the functions, and all of the documentation is completely extracted from the documentation, and it comes with the, we call it intelligence.
And it's the power of Visual Studio.
Exactly. So what happened actually is that I would say, I would just put the first brace of the print, and now what I'm going to do is that I'm just going to print a number, 45. Make sense?
Great.
Okay.
Yes.
So it prints 45 for me. For example, if I want to print your name, for example, Osman Sheikh, I would use double quotes or single quotes for printing a string, anything that is an alphabet, or you want to treat anything like an alphabet that is a string. So how are you going to print a string? Using quotes.
Double quotes.
Double quotes or single quotes. For example, if I write Osman Sheikh. And everything I'm gonna start, I have to close that. For example, if I am going to start a brace, I have to close that.
Close it.
And there you go. Now,
Superb.
you ask me that why I'm not using a semicolon. The
Yes.
reason for that is the Python is really different from the other language. It doesn't need a semicolon for statement ending. So it's really simple and really amazing. And अब आप पूछें कि भाईजान
साथ व्हाई आर वी राइटिंग एवरीथिंग
दोबारा
इन
पूछ.
So, Saad, why are we writing everything in this command line? So, what if I want to reuse this code somewhere else? What would be my approach?
Well, actually, this is not the right, I would say, this is not the preferred way of writing code. This is just for testing some things. For example, if I want to test a new method, I want to test some new function, I want to test some library. For example, I want to scare some of our students or some of our viewers by just doing simple like this. From, not from, from math, import sign.
So most of you guys are
And
freaking out what this guy is doing.
just
So
keep calm, you get it. And I say help, and help me with sign. And I would say, so it gives me the complete documentation that sign has a something input that is input x, and it returns the sign of x measured in radians. So it's just for getting help, just for testing a few things, just for doing some stuff.
So
Really,
when
anyway.
we are stuck on anything, we just type help and pass the parameter, like what sign do.
Just get the documentation of that. And for
Okay.
example, if you get radians documentation, I need to import radian, get it from the
Okay.
library of the mathematics, and just fetch the documentation from that.
So now we have two helping things. One is the help method, and other is the intelligence which Visual Studio provides.
Okay, that's great. So now what we're going to do is that we are just going to use a project. What is a project? Is that project if we have some files, and after having that files, we can just structure our lengthy programs or structure our applications using the
which can be used in the future.
Yeah, exactly. So you can use that in the future.
It's more like saving the game state.
Okay, so when you are at some stage. Project basically is just like saving in a folder, mm-hmm. and you have the files in that, and you can just program that right away.
And save that. And resume it later.
Exactly. So how we're going to do is that from here, I would just simply click a new project. A new project, I have an option for Python. And in Python, what I'm going to do is that I'm just going to create a simple Python application.
Okay.
So in simple Python application, let's write our name, that is
CodeBuddies.
Exactly. CodeBuddies Python 1. So now what happened is that a command or a dialogue opens in front of me, and it says that some things are really weird, choose the source control. I don't need to just care about this right now. Just click cancel and you're done. And for example, we just use a print command. So what we'll simply do is that I will simply say print IntelliSense arrives. And now I would say, should I print your name or mine?
You go first.
Okay. So, there you go. And now what I'm going to do is that I'm just going to start it. So whenever you're going to run your program, you just go to start this. And as I started that, there you go. Here's my name. And now it's in the command line. And CMD is used to just run our Python executable file. So whenever I close this, so it also closed. So now in the next video, we're just going to discuss the debugging state and what is in this Solution Explorer, what is meant by the Python environment, and what's inside the Python environment, what are the packages, and what does this .py means.
Okay, great.
So, any thoughts for this video?
Well, I am pretty much excited how we can... So, I am pretty much excited what we're going to do next. So, I hope you guys are excited as well. So, let's wait for the next video.
Okay, that's great. So, for now, I believe that's enough for you guys to grasp. So, see you guys in the next video. Take care.
Thank you.